when we study the jurisprudential rules and laws of Islam, we come across so many examples. There is absolutely no doubt that such a comprehensive religion is not only a spirituality left to individuals, a relation to be built between them and God, talking about the hereafter, ignoring the life of this dunya. Because the notion that is accepted in Islam is that the life of this dunya is the bridge and is the capital for the hereafter. All right? So the Prophet of Islam, having all these systems, the economic system, the no-interest banking system that does exist in Islamic jurisprudence, and many such examples, leave us with no doubt that yes, the Prophet of Islam did establish an Islamic state in Medina, and the story was supposed to continue. In conclusion, there was therefore no dispute that Islam is not the religion of Friday go to mosque or privately praying and nothing else, limiting your life into the mosque if you want to be a religious person. A good, pious, religious Muslim is the one who also has a say and has an insight when it comes to political matters. Isn't this famous saying of the Holy Prophet Islam, who says that whoever wakes up and leaves daily and hears the cry of other Muslims or cry of other oppressed people for help, and he can do something about it, and he doesn't, he is not a proper Muslim. Doesn't this indicate that in today's political issues, a Muslim who is indifferent, no matter how many night prayers he offers, still, according to this authentic hadith of the Prophet, he is not a real good Muslim.